A truly intelligent mind is neither influenced by memory or deluded by imagination. Right now, unfortunately, because of the nature of our education system and the way we have structured many things around it, a whole lot of people are mistaking memory as intelligence. This has brought about a huge amount of confusion and suffering. And imagination is just a projection of your memory, and that can cause delusional problems. When I say delusional, I'm not talking about a psychiatric ailment. I'm just saying if you suffer, what may happen tomorrow, may happen tomorrow. That means you're suffering that which does not exist, that is delusional. If you suffer what happened 10 years ago, or even yesterday for that matter, that is also delusional because memory and imagination are getting mixed up and creating all this suffering. It's not life that most human beings are suffering. It is these two fantastic faculties that we have of vivid sense of memory and a fantastic sense of imagination that human beings and only human beings have. Unfortunately, a whole lot of people are suffering. Essentially, this means this enormous work of evolutionary process to bring us to this level of cerebral capability of memory and imagination, that is what human beings are suffering, because our education systems are focused on doing things in the world. Our education system is not focused on taking charge of this mechanism. Only if you're in control and some kind of mastery over this mechanism, can you use your memory, imagination, and above all, your intelligence in a way that it's a solution. Right now, human intelligence has become a problem. Intelligence being a problem is a disaster, because intelligence should be a solution always.